finite and infinite are opposites, but finite and eternal are not opposites. Okay, that I think that's mm-hmm. that's the key to that, because to be infinite means to have no beginning, no end, among other things, and that's only true of God. He's the creator. Nothing exists, you know, except what has been made by him. And, you know, it doesn't mean the world as it is now is how God made it. It isn't, because we're under the fall and the curse. Sometimes people say, you know, why would an all-loving and all-good God create a world like this? And the answer is he didn't. He didn't. He created a world very different than this. But it became this. You know, so the question is, you know, why did he give the, you know, the choice and all of that? But on the eternal, to have eternal life means that finite people will live forever. And God is capable of making people so that they will exist forever in one of two places, but also of giving qualitatively eternal life, which has more than just duration, but a quality of life that will go on forever through the redemptive work of Christ. So yeah, the promise is finite being. We don't become infinite when we die. Only God is infinite. We don't know everything when we die. Only God knows everything. We don't become everywhere present when we die. Only God is everywhere present. Even angels are not everywhere present. They are finite. That means they can be in one place at one time.